It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Will you explain to me, like I'm five, the drama about this?
Now the big story shaking up the golf world. The PGA is teaming up with Saudi-backed LIV Golf, ending a feud that divided the golf world and is now drawing new criticism.
Yeah, the whole PGA and LIV,
is it LIV Golf?
So
okay.
What? So if I were a kindergartner,
yeah,
tell me why this is a big deal.
Okay, so this is like good guys versus bad guys in golf.
And typically, you're not the sports person on the show, but you...
What are you talking about? You always call me the sports person on the show. I'm the sports person on the show.
Okay.
Am I not?
Sorry. We go to the sports person here. Hang on a second. We got to do this right.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
So we go to the sports person here on the show with an update. Why is the golf world up in arms or... reacting so
fiercely?
Passionately.
Yes, passionately.
To the whole PGA merger with LIV Golf.
So this has to do with funding. So Greg Norman goes and forms this new club, LIV Golf, right?
Greg Norman, the shark, he was a Hall of Fame golfer.
Yes. Doesn't have a lot of fans in the pro golf world anymore. He's kind of like... the villain, right?
Okay.
So he goes and creates LIV Golf. It's backed by Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
Which has a history of civil rights, you know, violations and crimes, all the things. Like, people don't like the fact that he's taking Saudi money.
Okay.
But they were able to, because there's lots of that Saudi money, offer insane salaries
to golfers.
Pro golfers to come over, play less, make more. So people like Phil Mickelson, Brooks Koepka, like all these very big names went like, okay, I'll take your money. But then PGA was all like, well, if you're going to leave and do all that, you're not going to be welcome back.
So,
but then now they are.
So does that mean that they wouldn't play in tournaments like the Masters or things like that?
Correct. However, Brooks Koepka just won the PGA Tour Championship.
And so
it was like they were kind of making some exceptions and it was weirdness. Rory McIlroy, Tiger Woods were very staunch opponents to all of this. They're like, you know, we're... the PGA is where we grew our careers, and they had loyalty there, and they're just kind of looked at this as a big, you know, giant middle finger, kind of, a little, and also did not like where the money was coming from on that side. All the things turned it down. Now, since PGA was all like, yeah, you're not going to be able to come back, and they were very angry at the people that left, and now they're all like, hey, we're taking the money too. Yay!
So,
everybody's one big happy family.
So,
everybody is like, they merged.
So they merged. So they're the same.
Yeah.
They're the same.
Which means all the people
Did LIV buy out the PGA, or was it the other way around?
Their PGA is taking Saudi money now, so I don't know which governing body is like super in charge of everything. Guessing it might be PGA, don't know, but not sure how all the inner workings like that. But the sucky thing is that all the guys that did turn down the massive amounts of money are, you know, they don't have a choice now of who's paying their paycheck. Now that means more tournaments in more cities, bigger purses. So in that aspect, I guess it's
so.
A good
if you're a
thing
golf
for
fan,
them. if you're a professional golfer, you're going to make more money. However, for those that didn't like where the money's coming from, that's probably going to be a big issue.
This is giving me WWE vibes, where you've got the good guys, and you've got the bad guys. You've got Raw. You've got the different characters at play. Okay, Greg Norman.
Well,
you got this. So who?
So all the guys that kind of like went and took the money, like Phil Mickelson and Brooks Koepka, all these, they're kind of like able to come walking back in the door like, we got a big paycheck and we get to come back and play all the events.
So then are they bad guys?
Yeah, they're the bad guys.
Okay, so they're... so
they took the money.
So we don't want them to win?
No, we don't want them to win anymore.
I'm not a huge golfer, so I saw this as a huge story. And I was like, well, I need to ask you... Kelly, because
there are some older golfers that it might have made a little more sense for them to take the money because they could play less. It's less wear and tear on their body. They probably had a shorter shelf life in the PGA. And, you know, a lot of these, you know, from the way my husband was explaining it, because he is the golf aficionado in the household. And that's how I know all the things. But you could, there are a lot of these tournaments, you could spend like 10 years if you won them all, you know, then maybe you might match the money that some of them are getting in LIV Golf.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I mean, it's like huge amounts of money.
Okay.
So the bad thing is, though, that PGA, they were kind of, you know, with the history behind it and all the things, and they were at the very first like, no, it's awful, and we hate them over there. And now it's just like, yay, we're all in one big happy family. It's just, what happened? A lot of the golfers are like, what just happened? And a lot of the pro golfers were like, I love finding out information about my career on Twitter.
On Twitter? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they got no heads up about it. And just like, it's just scandalous and drama.
Wow.
And all the things. And now they don't have a choice. Like, it's one option. Like, you either play there or you don't play.
Now, do you think the, I guess now that they're, could there be another Saudi-backed golf world that pops up here in the next, you know, 6 to 12 months?
Don't think so. I think that's going to be it.
This is it for a minute?
It. Yeah. All right. It's like it's PGA and LIV Golf now.
All right.
Together. I mean, if anybody could probably do something, that's probably like Tiger Woods or something. If Tiger wants to go start his own.
Oh.
But the problem is like PGA owns all the courses.
Okay.
So they've got like the monopoly. So where the whole thing.
So they'd get in on like college golf courses.
Yeah, like none of this like, affects the amateurs. It's all the pro golfers.
Sure.
So, but it's just like super dramatic and unfortunate for those that were all like, you know, didn't choose to go over to the dark side.
Well, it's like, I guess it's like any business where, you know, you're an employee at a company and then that company gets bought out by another company.
Yep,
and
you have
that
no
maybe
choice over that.
You don't have the same values or beliefs as the company that buys the company that you've been working for. So, yeah, I mean, I understand
that
it from
that. That is what it comes down to.
Aspect. All right. Well, hey.
Yeah.
Thank you. That has been sports.
It's sports drama.
Yeah, for sure. Love starting with a little bit of drama, right?
Well, when this came down yesterday, I went to my husband. I was like, oh. Because we watched this whole documentary. I forget what it was called. Something Swing, maybe. It was a documentary on all of this drama and the whole LIV Golf splitting off thing. That it was like it documented the whole thing. We dove into it. It was like so good. So I kind of like that's how. And then to hear this happen, it's like what just happened?
Wow.
What just happened?
All right.
Like I don't know what kind of amount of money they were like. Okay, fine. All right.
Yeah, I mean,
we'll play your little game.
Everybody has a price.
Everybody has a price.
Everybody has a price. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. All right, we do feel-good stories. Every hour, Kelly K.
This is just straight-up adorable. It's a swim instructor. His name is Tyler Reed. He founded Triton Aquatic Training, and he uses a mermaid mantra to boost kids' confidence when teaching them to swim. And we're talking like toddler age. And he says, he makes them say, I'm big, I'm brave, I'm beautiful.
Big girl, say I did it. Say I'm big, I'm brave, I'm beautiful. Yes, you are. Big huggies, big huggies. Thank you, thank you. So big.
I'm big.
I'm big.
I'm brave.
I'm big.
I'm beautiful.
I'm beautiful.
Beautiful is a hard word to say.
So cute. She's like two.
Yeah.
She's literally two. So see the video. It's a really cute thing, a method that he's got at WDJX.com.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. One of those days today where it's air quality alert today. High of upper 70s. Pretty decent temperature right now, only 55. But man, have you seen some of the pictures from New York City?
Doesn't look good at all.
The air quality in New York City is now the worst in the world.
Thanks, Canada.
Yeah, there's about 100 wildfires in Canada that are absolutely covering the northeast with smoke and smog and things like that.
Does not look good.
Yeah, people having to wear, you know, pull out those N95 masks again and wear those outside. It's there was a buddy of mine who lives in New York City, like walked outside, posted a photo on his stories, and it's like the pictures that you've been seeing on the internet. The orangey sort of just haze.
You can't see through it. It's like a fog.
Yeah, crazy, crazy. So, you know, we are seeing a little bit of that haze, not nearly what it is in New York. So I guess we can be thankful for that. Hopefully that gets cleared up soon.
Yeah, it's supposed to be low humidity today too, but yeah, it just might be a little lower visibility.
Right. All right, coming up next, man, sometimes, you know, you're just at work and you get a customer and you're like, you know what? That person is someone I'd like to get to know better.
Right, after they get done puking.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Or maybe you bump into someone on campus and you're like, you know what? I was not prepared to see you like that.
And
so,
I don't have a pen or paper because I'm naked.
Because I'm naked. That's right. It's misconnections and it's always fun.
Always magical.
Craigslist. Missed connections.
Shall I go first?
Sure.
Okay. Woman for man. To the hot guy who puked on my game.
Oh, okay.
So already we're overcoming some obstacles.
Yeah.
Last night I was dealing blackjack. And already I noticed even before I tapped in that you were there.
Oh.
You are so hot. It was all caps.
Okay.
So. You were a cateable?
I think that's eatable.
Oh, eatable. Oh, you're right. Hang on.
Do you need glasses?
I gotta put my readers on. Oh, yeah. You were an eatable, delicious, pokeable hunk of a man sitting there.
Okay.
Perfect blend of Jack Black and Jonah Hill.
Oh.
Stocky and short, just how I like them.
All right, yes.
Anyway, you suddenly turned trying to rush to the restroom, didn't make it.
Oh, no.
You puked right on the arm of the player next to you.
Ugh.
You proceeded to the restroom anyway, although I'm guessing by the amount you lost it all right there.
Oh.
Your bet was still out there when we promptly returned it, taking you out of the hand. The lady you, quote, spilled a third of your dinner on was grossed out.
Okay.
But not enough to back out of the hand. Right. After all, she did have $75 riding on it, and it was a nice double down with my six up.
Wow. Gambling terms. Okay.
Yep. She lost. Anywho.
All right.
We closed the game. I went home early, but I still couldn't help but think about how chubby and beautiful you are, even after your gut spilling episode.
Oh.
I'd love to get to know you and poke you like the little doughboy guy. Then who knows? Maybe I'll let you return the favor.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
All right. I don't want to know about any more poking. Let's just leave it at that.
All right, then.
Okie dokies.
Craigslist. Missed connections.
Man for woman, the streaker tripper.
Oh, boy.
All right. I was streaking through campus Friday night at 2:15 a.m.
Of course, why not? Who wasn't?
Right. Coming around the corner fast as a naked blur.
Yeah.
I bumped into you.
Oh.
And we both fell to the ground.
Unexpected.
I was a little upset with you at first because, well, I scratched my right butt cheek pretty badly.
Ouch.
But I knew it was my fault. You said, "Nice New Balances."
Oh, okay, so he's wearing shoes.
And all I could say was, "Thanks." With the adrenaline still rushing. Now, in less awkward circumstances, I would have liked to talk to you.
Yeah.
I had never run into a girl that fast or naked before.
Right.
I didn't know how to respond, so I helped you up quickly and kept on running.
Oh, boy.
Since my friends paid me $100 for making it around the entire campus with just my socks, shoes, and a big smile, I'd like to take you on a date.
Oh, yeah. He's got some money to spend now.
You looked pretty fit, so maybe you'd like to go for a run sometime.
With clothes on?
Clothes optional.
All righty, then.
Hit me up. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, I mean, she saw a lot in their first encounter.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I think there's potential for both.
It could be.
Yeah.
It's probably not often that a guy is going to get hit on just after he just puked all over someone.
Yeah, anything's possible, we found with...
Yeah.
Craigslist missed connection.
Here's hoping.
Yep, on 99.7 DJX. All right, set of the bar stories, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right. Some people learn from their mistakes and others, well, others don't. So if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a police car while you're waiting to be tried for stealing a police car.
Oh, come on now.
You're doing okay.
Come on now. Help us help you.
Daniel. So police arrested Daniel. They say stole a police car while he was awaiting trial for stealing a different police car.
Dude.
So we actually have the moment that the police officer realizes that Daniel had stolen their vehicle.
Is that your squad? That's your squad. Someone just stole my squad.
The same person that stole an MTV squad before.
Oh my God. They're like, no. Did he just steal your squad? He just stole my squad.
He just did that again.
Daniel was nabbed a little while later because... You're in a police car.
They
dude.
Do tend to find those.
I was going to say,
they're easier to find than the average, you know, yeah. Honda.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So he was not in the car when they found the police car. He was trying to hide in a gym.
Sure. Great place to go. There's a lot of people in there. They're never going to find me in here.
Right. There was no video from inside the cop car, but back in December, apparently, the dash cameras captured Daniel giggling as he drove off in his first stolen police car.
Look what I'm doing. I'm in a police car. Oh man, I'm going to be in trouble.
Okay. So yeah, Daniel. Some people learn from their mistakes. Others, like Daniel, they don't.
He's going to have to take a little bit more time behind bars to figure that out.
Yeah. So again, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day today without stealing a police car while you're waiting to be tried for... stealing a police car.
Bless his heart, though.
You're doing okay. That's a bless your heart, pat on the head sort of. Okay. All right, you tried. There you go. That's set of the bar. So maybe you're headed off to the gym right now. Maybe you have just gone to the gym and you're getting ready for your day. Hopefully it didn't result in you embarrassing yourself.
Just one of the reasons why I don't go to the gym.
Oh, is that?
Also working out.
Those are the reasons. Got it. So there is a woman by the name of Alyssa. She was on the gym treadmill. Now, there are, you know, security cameras just about everywhere. And that's what captured what happened next.
Oh, no.
There's no audio to this security camera, right?
Okay. So you're going to have to describe what's happening.
So she's running on the treadmill, and she's wearing, you know, a typical gym attire for a female. She's got like black leggings on. She's got kind of a crop top, whatever.
Sports bra kind
of
thing. Yeah,
exactly. So she's jogging. You see her start to kind of like slip.
Yeah.
And.
Oh. Yep. Oh.
And then she tries to hang on and not like fall off of the treadmill, but when she's hanging on, you know, the treadmill's still spinning, it catches her leggings and pulls them straight off.
Like below the knee.
Yeah, exactly. So you see her thong.
She's wearing a little itty bitty one.
Right, exactly.
So that's good. At least she's not totally commando.
Yeah, well, I mean, that started to come off too.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So at that point, she's like, I gotta fix this. So she lets go. And then that's when she like flips and kind of runs off the back of the treadmill.
And you can see there is a girl on another row and she kind of runs over to be like, oh no, are you okay?
Yeah.
But then like realizes, oh, nope, nope. Okay, she's kind of like,
maybe I need to.
Yep, nope, okay.
Yeah,
she's
so.
Good. All right, you're good?
You see Alyssa kind of getting back up to her feet, and she said that she was so embarrassed. Her face, lip, knees, and shins were skinned.
Oh, I bet.
She
that
had to leave
painful.
The gym immediately.
Yes, no, you don't stick around and finish the workout there. It's done. It's done at that point.
If you want to see the visual of that, we've tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show. You can see the video.
Just
but
over and over again. You watched it on a loop.
Yes.
The
how
video
can you?
Is
no,
on a loop. It's 7 seconds. It's just so over bad. And over again. Oh, bless her heart.
It's your moment in the sun, and that's what you're known for. And I mean, this reminds me a couple years ago, you know, I'm at the Y with my twin daughters, Isabel and Sophia, and we're all jogging on the treadmill.
Yeah.
And same type of thing, except she doesn't lose her leggings.
Right. But you lose your footing, though, man. Like, you are, that is not going to work out well.
So we're all three of us are lined up on a treadmill row, right? And so Isabella is next to me, and she catches her foot.
Uh-oh.
On the treadmill, and she just, it's like that Taylor Swift Apple Music video.
Yes.
Where she just goes, whoop,
yep.
And it just takes her, I see her out of the peripheral of my left eye, and I see her there, and then I see her, boom, gone. And so that instincts, I'm like, I don't stop my machine either. I just jump off, and I end up injuring my knee a little bit,
gosh.
But I, you know. Same deal with her. She just had, you know, some skinned up like carpet burns basically on her knees.
Ow.
But.
And embarrassment. Bruce ego.
I was going to say, after that, she was like, I'm not going back.
Yeah, nope.
Not doing the treadmill. Not doing it.
Worst fear.
So can you beat Alyssa?
That is pretty epic.
I want to hear your most embarrassing moments at the gym.
That is a really epic one, too. And it doesn't look like it's, like, outlandishly fast. She just kind of lost her footing.
Well,
that's all it takes.
That's all it takes,
yep.
Right? Got a message. I fractured my elbow.
Ooh.
Doing clapping chin-ups in front of some girls I was trying to impress. I missed the bar and cracked my elbow on the way down.
Gosh. Ow.
Wow.
Ow.
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 Ow. Ow. Oh, here's another one. I thought it would be a good idea to put 2-pound weights in my pockets to weight my chin-ups a little.
No, 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 no.
Pants fell up.
No.
Pants fell down. I fell down trying to stop them, landed on my butt with my pants at my knees.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow.
Oh, shoot. Oh, my gosh. All right,
that's
hang on.
Good.
I want to get to Kevin's here in just a minute. But Kevin's... Oh, my gosh. Kevin had an upset tummy, we'll say. All right. We'll get to Kevin's coming up here in just a minute.
Oh,
and
no.
More of your stories, 795-1997. Text message from E. Secondhand embarrassment on the show is strong today, LOL.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So, Alyssa, poor girl. She lost her footing at the gym on the treadmill, loses her pants while she's trying to hang on.
So much tragedy in 7 seconds.
7 second tragedy.
I mean, that's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
And you can almost see the thought process. She's just like hanging on, like, okay, hang on. I
can do it.
I could just, if I could just get my footing and just, hey,
my pants. And then she tries to grab her pants and then her face hits the treadmill and it's just awful.
She just looks beaten up afterwards.
So we were just wondering, can you beat Alyssa? Let's hear your most embarrassing moments at the gym. I'll get to Kevin's here in just a sec. Megan, a girl next to me last week was wearing a one-shoulder sports bra.
Uh-oh.
Why? Question mark. And her boob popped out.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's so funny. So many text messages
you need two straps.
From us are like, that's why I never set foot in a gym.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. 100%. Yes.
Oh, that's the reason.
And the working out.
Right. Kevin. Oh, my gosh. All right, Kevin, I was doing leg press in white workout pants.
Oh, no. 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 No.
I know your mind is already there. Let me finish the story.
No.
I had not yet realized that a subtle case of diarrhea had set in.
There's a subtle diarrhea? I feel like that's always violent.
Kevin goes on. The result was devastating. I walked out with my back to the wall and never returned. I had just started a year's membership and just ate that $130.
Oh my God.
Small price to pay when you got the Hershey squirts.
Oh, wow. That is the first time I've ever heard the term subtle diarrhea. I don't think I've ever heard that.
I didn't know there was one.
I didn't either.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, Kevin. What's worse, subtle diarrhea in white pants at the gym or getting pantsed by the treadmill?
Right, both really bad.
Both are right up there.
That is so
good.
Both
were not coming back.
Nope. That is good. Thanks for the stories.
You know what? You find some workout videos on your phone. You do it in your living room. That's what we do. That's our new plan.
Or you just run outside, you know?
Run outside?
You could run outside.
But see, there's still danger. You can still trip. People driving by can see that. Like, there are still dangers. Like, just stick to some nice workout videos in your basement.
All right.
No one sees it.
If you want to see the video of the lady face planting after getting pantsed by the treadmill.
Subtle diarrhea.
What? At Ben and Kelly Show. Anyone else singing I Just Pooped My Pants? After our last segment there, because I was.
That lyric is forever changed in my brain. Can't hear it any other way.
It's 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good.
How about some really cute daddy parenting hacks? Right. This dad on TikTok's family account called @Charlie_AJ shares some hilarious hacks for getting babies to sleep and not cry. It involves what looks like a questionable hold on his baby and not sitting down ever.
I know what you're thinking. You're just choking him out with your thumb and your index finger.
What?
You're just choking him out.
He's comfy as a freak.
Rule number one on how to take care of a baby. Always stand up or walk around when you're holding that baby.
Yeah.
Don't you ever even think about sitting down. Don't you do it.
You sat down, she started whining. It's really funny. He's got some really cute videos you can see at WDJX.com, but hilarious.
Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Starting a new job can be fun, can be exciting. You're learning about your new coworkers. You're learning about, you know, your new job. You're figuring out the culture, the nuances, the ins and outs.
Yeah, just try to get your footing. You want to make a good impression. You want to do a good job.
Obviously, yeah, I was going to say, you want to just do your job.
You want to make friends with your new coworkers.
Hired to do because you know, a lot of times people feel like you're maybe around your coworkers even more than your family sometimes.
Yes, so it's like a work family.
Yeah, so Nate's reaching out to us because his girlfriend just got a girlfriend or wife. It's girlfriend, right?
Girlfriend of 2 years.
Yeah. Okay. So his girlfriend just got a new job. And so he's kind of wanting to celebrate that and like come by the office, stop by, see her, bring her treats, things like that. You know, good boyfriend stuff.
And she's all like, no.
Mm. And so that is raising a red flag for him, so much so that he reached out to us.
Right. So we're going to help him navigate that, get some details behind that.
Yeah. So if you've got an issue and you're like, I need someone to weigh in that's other than my family, friends, or I don't want to even tell them, you can tell us.
Right. We don't have the feelings involved.
We don't have feelings.
We have feelings. Just not in this particular scenario.
We are emotionless.
We're not robots.
All right, so we'll get to group therapy with Nate coming up next.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Let's dive in here and see if we can help Nate out. Hey, guys, my girlfriend of 2 years started a new job in January at a mechanic shop.
Okay.
She loves how fast-paced the environment is. She's been a lot happier since she started there. I mentioned bringing her a coffee on Monday. She told me not to visit at work because it's unprofessional. She also added, since it's so new, she doesn't want everyone thinking she's got a clingy boyfriend.
Okay.
I thought it would be sweet if I brought her stuff, but I also wanted to check out the place. I think it's strange she would say not to visit, and it kind of makes me think she's up to no good. She works with pretty much all guys. And what girl doesn't want coffee dropped off to her?
Mm.
My dad thinks I'm overreacting, but my brother thinks she's cheating.
Wow.
I'm thinking of making a surprise visit anyway to just check out the situation. Am I overreacting? Is it unprofessional for me to show up and visit her? Help me figure this out.
Okay.
It's a mechanic shop.
So I wonder if it's the culture of the shop, if he's thinking kind of a boys club and she is in there and getting a lot of attention from the other mechanics, and maybe she likes it and is not, I don't know, is not wanting them to know that she's got maybe a boyfriend.
But, I mean, they've been together for 2 years. This is solid ground kind of information. This is the situation. This is not a new boyfriend.
The whole line where he mentions, I think she's up to no good. That's a quick judgment.
Well, I think what he meant to say there is maybe she's flirting with her coworkers or something.
Okay.
But like when I think of a mechanic shop, I don't know if like someone showing up to bring his girlfriend coffee is going to be looked at as, well, that's too unprofessional.
I was going
to
say, it's
I feel like it's a little bit more of a relaxed environment.
I was going to say, mechanic shops, everything from the small, like out of a garage mechanic shops,
right,
to the ones at a dealership or something like that.
Yeah.
Every one of them has an environment where people just kind of wander around sometimes.
Exactly.
And so
people are in the waiting room drinking coffee. So I don't understand.
I don't know.
Yeah. Like I get why he's kind of thrown off by her saying, no, that would look unprofessional if you bring me coffee to work. It's like, he's not going to be walking into like a board meeting and interrupting anything like that. Chrissy kind of thinks this sounds off. You're right. What girl doesn't want her man to stop by and bring her a coffee, especially since you've been together for 2 years? It's not like the relationship is new.
Yeah. Tara says, look, she started the job in January. It's June now. That's 4 to 5 months on the job. 90-day probation's over. Evidently they liked her.
Yeah.
So then she says, if she's still refusing you drop off the coffee, I'm with your brother. Like, she's maybe not cheating. I think that's... We're so quick on this show to go, she's cheating! He's cheating!
Right.
They're up to no good, dumper!
But she's asking, has she given you any reasons in the past not to trust her?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of the big thing that we don't know. We don't know the backstory of her relationship and their relationship. Like, was her other job one where she left because there was something scandalous that happened at her job?
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I do think it's weird that she's just like, never show up at work. Because, I mean, you know, my husband stopped by. He brought muffins for everybody around here. I mean, that happens. You know, you can have your spouse show up and take you to lunch. It doesn't matter what you do. It's not unprofessional to go have a lunch break.
Has any, Tracy texts in and says, if I'm Nate, I'm 100% going up there. I'm bringing balloons, wearing bells, packing a lunch.
Yes.
Seems super sketch to me, but I have a good reason because my ex cheated on me with a coworker.
Oh.
So, yes, I'm definitely surprising him at the workplace.
Well, yeah. And again, she's working with like all guys. So I get why he's just kind of like, why don't you want me showing up when you work with a bunch of guys? Like, do you not want them to know you have a boyfriend?
Well, and Chris brings up a good point, too. He texts in and he's like, what do you think you're going to find on a surprise visit? Her making out with someone at work?
No.
It's just going to make things more awkward at work. If the trust is so thin that you're worried about this, you need to take a strong look at the relationship.
Okay. All right. But again, I understand why he's like, why don't you want me to bring you a coffee? Or why can't I stop by and we can go to lunch one day?
All right. I want to hear more stories like Tracy. All right. I want to hear why you think maybe Nate should check in on his girlfriend at the mechanic shop because of your experience with your significant other doing things at work. Okay. So 502-795-1997. I know we're not helping Nate's mental state.
No.
By taking those stories.
Alexis does have a good idea. Just send her coffee or flowers to work and make sure it's known that it's from you. So that way you're not showing
up. Boyfriend, XOXO.
Yes, have a great day at work, hon. Love you.
All right. All good suggestions. So, yeah, couple things. One, if you have a suggestion for Nate, please, we'd love to hear that. 502-795-1997. But also, we'd love to hear your experience with surprising your significant other unannounced at their work. All right?
Okay.
So Nate's girlfriend of 2 years started a new job at a mechanic shop back in January. He wanted to bring her coffee, but she told him not to visit at work because it's unprofessional. She works with pretty much all guys. His dad thinks he's overreacting because he's kind of freaking out, thinking she's up to no good. But his brother thinks, you know what? Cheating.
Yeah, kind of escalated quickly. So he's a little concerned about it. Jennifer says, I work in a tire shop. It's all men, one other female. I would feel the same as her at first. She's been there almost 6 months. So at this point, she should feel established enough with coworkers to be open to you bringing coffee. Unless it's a large company with a lot of employees, then wait it out a little more. I only work with 8 others, so it didn't take long to fit in.
Mm. Got a comment from a listener. You know, we always say as women, we want guys to respect our choices. Yet all these listeners are encouraging this guy to not respect her choice, to not have him show up at her work with coffee, because everybody wants to assume that she's doing something nefarious. Is he prepared to support her if she loses her job over this? Maybe the company she works for has policies in place against visitors. Use your brains, people.
Well, then she needs to say that. If it was against their rules, like say, hey, they strictly forbid us to have anybody showing up, you know, just can't do it. But she just said it just looks unprofessional.
Sassy Matt says the environment at a mechanic shop is a whole different world. Guys will give each other hell about all kinds of stuff. And if she has integrated herself as one of the guys, Nate bringing her coffee could open up a whole chorus of teasing. And in a group like that, she may have built him up to be a man's man. And him bringing her coffee could ruin the image she has painted for them. Just my sassy thoughts. So like if she's like, yeah, my boyfriend's got tattoos and he rides a motorcycle, and then, you know, Nate walks in with, you know, a polo shirt that's popped collar and loafers on, is
hey,
like,
hon, I brought you Starbucks.
I brought you Dunkin'. Hey.
Taylor's all like, though, could be she no longer works there, doesn't want him to know where she really works. Taylor, sharp left turn.
Well, that is a point that hasn't been brought up. Like, I mean, it seems unreasonable because if she's getting home from a mechanic shop, she's going to have evidence that she was just at work at a mechanic shop.
Exactly. Jasmine says maybe the shop has a rule, no spouses. Previous events at the shop with other employees could have caused issues, therefore the rule. But I think, again, she would have said, hey, they have rules. You can't come by. Sorry.
All right. And then Christine's like, hey, maybe she doesn't want coffee at work because she might have to poop in the one shared bathroom stall.
What?
You know, that's a great point. That's a great point. You don't want to have to leave that little room and then have another dude walk in and go, oh man,
dang,
you blew it up.
Yeah, don't go in there. A lot of people are pointing out Ross and Rachel from Friends when he showed up at her work because he was jealous of Mark, who works with her.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I don't know. I think we can wrap it up. But Nate, conversation with her.
A lot of people are suggesting like, hey, you know, send her some DoorDash or send her something. Send her something just to, you know, again.
Hey, I'm thinking about
you. Something sweet. Yes. Yeah, I think she'd appreciate, who wouldn't appreciate that?
Yeah.
Right. And then see how she reacts and maybe just go that maybe that'll get to the root of, does she not want them to know she has a boyfriend or, you know, what? Where all of that is coming from.
Yeah. And finally, Michelle is looking at the red flags for you, Nate, saying you admitted here that you just want to check up on her because she works with a bunch of guys. She said no thanks. You are considering doing it anyway.
Okay.
That's a red flag. So, all right. So you can see the comments. You can comment yourself if you'd like to at Ben and Kelly Show there on Group Therapy.
It would be a shame if his car needed to be worked on at a mechanic shop.
Oh,
right. He's got a car, right? What if it needs an oil change?
Yeah, well, you take your car to her mechanic shop.
Genius.
Yeah. How hasn't he done that already?
I don't know. Do they have a little friends and family discount, too?
Even if they don't, why not support her business?
Exactly. You'd be a paying customer.
I know.
That's genius. That's my favorite. Do that.
All right. Like that. 7DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Dominic Fike coming to Iroquois Amphitheater in August. We got tickets to win all this week here on 99.7DJX. Let's play a game, shall we? It's called Minute to Win It, and introduce you to Gary calling us from New Albany. Hi, Gary.
Hello.
Hey there. Gary's got brown hair, drives an F-150, is in IT, is married, so sorry, ladies. Gary's off the market.
Okay.
How long, by the way? How long have you been married?
Oh, another question. Let's say about
six years. Let's say 6 years. All right.
All right. Hey, Gary, have you ever stopped by your wife's work and brought her coffee? Does she work?
Yes, she works. I bring her coffee. Well, I mainly send her flowers.
Oh, I like
only
that.
When you've done something wrong, Gary.
No.
Well, some of the time.
See, this is... So my wife is a flower person. She likes flowers, but yeah. She just likes them around the house. I don't typically send her flowers. I'll get flowers and just put them in the house.
Maybe
like 4 times a year.
Oh, okay.
So a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Gary, that's a lot, is it not?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's a quarter? That's good.
What's a quarter?
It's your quarterly flowers, honey. Enjoy them.
My quarter of flower budget here. but if I do it and bring them home and give them to her, like, as a just because.
These are for you.
Then she's like.
What'd you do?
Either A, what'd you do? Or B, you got them free.
Either way.
Yeah, she doesn't trust
her. Still pretty.
Yeah, I know, right?
Just enjoy the flowers.
Right, exactly. So, anyways, Gary is also down to play any drinking game. So
that's awesome.
What's your favorite?
That ring. Oh, I got this ring toss game. And then you move the shot glass every time.
Yes!
Ring toss. Oh, that's
difficult. A fun one.
Yeah, man, I've been on a winning streak so far. So
yeah, I can get you messed up, too.
All right,
drink responsibly. All right, Gary, it's minute to win it. We're going to give you 60 seconds to answer 10 simple pop culture questions for those free tickets. All right, well, your time will start when I finish answering or asking the first question. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Gary's ready as he'll ever be. All right, what is the P in UPS?
The game begins.
Postal.
Parcel. Who's the King of England?
Charles?
All right. Prime Video is a subscription video on-demand service of what major company?
Amazon.
Hold Me Closer was a song by Britney Spears and who?
Pass.
The new head football coach at UofL is Coach Jeff?
Molito.
Did he say Molito? Did you just say Molito? Jeff Molito?
Molito.
That sounds good.
It does sound good. Chris Hemsworth plays what character in the movie Thor Love and Thunder?
Repeat it.
Chris Hemsworth plays what character in the movie Thor Love and Thunder?
Thor?
Yes.
Snap, crackle, pop is the tagline for what cereal?
Rice Krispie Treat.
Kanye West turning 46 today. He was famously married to who?
Britney Spears. I don't know.
Ah, the Jonas Brothers are made up of Joe, Nick, and...
I definitely don't know this one.
Wow. Okay. So...
Oh, dang.
It looks like...
Oh.
It looks like you got, what, five? Mm-hmm. Five right?
Three.
No, he got three
four.
Right. Yeah, so
four.
The P in UPS stands for parcel, not postal. You were close.
Yeah.
You got the King of England, Charles.
Yeah, King Charles III.
Yep. Hold Me Closer, a song by Britney Spears and...
Elton John.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
New head football coach for UofL, Coach Jeff.
Brom, not Molito.
Well,
could have
pretty
been a
common.
Molito.
There could be a Jeff Molito in that family.
There might have been.
Maybe.
Kanye West turning 46 today. He was famously married to
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, well.
And the Jonas Brothers, made up of Joe, Nick, and
Kevin.
Kevin. That was on the tip of your tongue.
That
was on the tip of your tongue, wasn't it, Gary?
That's Gary, right.
You know what? Standards are very low on this show, so we're going to hook you up anyways. All right, buddy?
Perfect.
Yes. You know what? Gary, this feels like it could be the next drinking game for you, right? You take all these little questions.
Ooh,
take them
no,
to your buddies.
It would not. I
no,
would lose.
They wouldn't. You guys would get drunk real fast.
I don't like to lose.
You miss, you drink.
Gary doesn't like to lose, yet he got a majority of everything wrong on our show. I love it. Hey,
well,
Gary.
I got in the car.
You got in the car and you just heard us
call
say
in,
call.
He didn't know he was getting himself
what
into.
What a win.
Yep.
All right. Well, hey, Gary, thank you so much for being a part of the show here this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
Gary, thanks for jumping through our hoops. It was worth it, right? Hashtag worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Of course
it was. Gary, hang on the line a quick sec. We're going to get a little more information from you, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye.
That's so great. See, look at all the learning everybody did.
Everybody did a lot of
learning. Everybody did some learning. Absolutely.
Especially Gary.
And you know what? And Coach Jeff Melito.
Jeff
go
Melito!
Cards!
Oh, go Cards!
Yes!
he's a coach for the people.
That's right.
Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right. So congrats, Ray. You get the first...
Oh, yeah.
Anybody remember Chingy?
Yeah, we do.
All right.
He's right there.
He's right there. Rollback Thursday. Here we go. It's Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX.
Joyce is playing in the baseball state tournament in E-Town this morning. Go Madness. That's exciting.
Yeah. Allie rolls in with Glamorous by
Fergie.
And then in all caps, she's like, because my 28-year-old boyfriend didn't even realize Jack Harlow's song is a remake of this.
Seriously? All the education that's happening right now.
You're about to learn, courtesy of
Fergie.
DJX.
Fergie.
That. It's 99.7 EJX. If you recognize it, it's probably because Jack Harlow's song First Class
samples this one.
Yeah, there you go.
It's been a while, though. Aaron says y'all got a little old school Nelly for me.
Oh.
Oh, do we?
We got some old school Nelly.
Oh, do we?
When he had the Band-Aid on his cheek and he was rolling. Favorite part. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Hey, it's Ian's 18th birthday. Roxanne wants to know, can you play Cake?
Ah, yeah, love Cake.
By the ocean?
Yeah, for sure.
Substitutions can be made in the moment's notice.
Throwback Thursday. You know, I don't really love Cake by the ocean. I love what?
I love wieners.
Yeah, by the ocean.
I hate your buttons. I hate them. I hate all of them. Every single last one of them. Hate them.
Not Cake, but...
I love wieners.
By the ocean, yes.
Stop!
Wieners by the ocean.
Jonah and Jared need some Weezer. Do you have any?
All right, fine!
I love wieners.
Fergie.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Elena needs soup. She's been obsessed.
Obsessed?
Obsessed.
With what? Wieners! What you been obsessed with, huh? Wieners!
Oh, she's never calling here again.
Oh. Never. All right. Throwback Thursday. And Uzi over shotgun bang. What's up with that
thing? I want to know. How does it hang? Straight up with
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Oh yeah, we are rolling here.
Limpow.
Yeah, is that how you pronounce it? I've always wondered that.
Yeah, limpow.
All right, I love it. Yeah. Throwback Thursday here is on 99.7 DJX. Party rock. Halfway down now. Gang of money. Open up. Yeah, I'm running through these halls.
Says Party Rick's in the house. You know you were singing it. Through the coaster.
That, yes. Party Rick.
Legendary on this show.
Legendary Party Rick. You know, pour one for Party Rick. My goodness.
Dang.
Ashton Tweets, how about some NSYNC? How about some NSYNC? Laura, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Speaking of wieners, can you play the thong song?
She did not write that.
I know that. I'm not saying it.
He did not write
that. I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it. Laura, you sassy.
The dong song?
Stop it!
Throwback Thursday. Ooh, that dress so scandalous. Cause she was living like All right, Throwback Thursday. It's just a bunch of songs you haven't heard, played back to back to back to back.
Aaron said y'all on fire this morning.
No.
It's not us. We can't take credit.
No, we can't. We can't. Got a 90s Janet request. Surprise me.
From Rachel. Oh.
All right. Well. This is one of my faves.
Oh, out of left field here.
A little bit. It's Shaggy and Janet. Throwback Thursday. A 99.7
DJX. Rachel approved of the choice. That's good.
Ah, love that.
Yeah.
All right. Andrew, live it, la vida loca. Ay, Dios mio. Fourth meal. Living mas. Living la vida loca. It's Ricky, it's Pitbull, and Enrique going on tour?
They're going on tour.
Wow.
Fire.
That would be fire.
Yeah.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7
JX. Janine, can you play my high school anthem, Oops, I Did It Again, by the legendary Britney Spears?
The legendary Britney Spears?
I need to know why this is her high school anthem.
Right?
Like what she
there's
did.
A story.
I feel like there's stories.
The story there.
Yeah.
Britney, who is quitting the biz, she says.
Yep, I'm done.
Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Alma, what about some Lady Mama Lama?
What about it?
What about it?
Where you go from there? What we got?
Robin rolls in. It's the first Thursday of summer camp.
Oh, wow.
Kids needin' Hanson? Okay. Wow.
Yeah, they do.
That okay?
They do. They need it.
I mean, they need.
It's a summer camp.
I mean, those.
This is summer camp music. Yes,
those,
it is.
Those sweet boys then, boys. Now men.
Yeah, and
Hanson.
Dads. All of them dads.
Throwback Thursday.
Tracy rolls in our DM, said TBT story, Nelly related, worked a concert back in the day, stage teardown, reset, standing in the back, getting my bearings, my friend worked with me, says my name low twice, bumping my arm, third time I'm like, what? She points to my left, I looked up, there's Nelly, Band-Aid, all dressed in white, my jaw dropped, I'm like, oh, not speaking at all, not allowed, instant way to get fired, signed a contract, he smiled big at my reaction, kept walking with all of his swag, I was ridiculously odd, good day.
Oh, wow.
How fun.
I like that.
That's awesome.
All right. Yeah. Throwback Thursday. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard. Play back to back to back. We don't play or have time for all the songs. Just the tips. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Daddy Sarah, Vic, Rob. They're all tossing out one word.
One word with two
one
syllables?
With wait, two
wait,
syllables.
Wait. No, three syllables. Wait, one, two, three syllables.
There's a button. You have a button.
The button?
The button.
Am I unleashing the button on the world?
Press the button.
You mean the greatest rock band ever?
I mean Nickelback!
Don't even roll your eyes. You're never going to sing the entire lyrics.
It's so aggressive. Oh, where are we going now?
My rock pants.
You don't even know where we're going, do you?
I'm just
going
to hit another button.
Just hit it.
Okay.
What is that?
What's this? It's this one. It's this one. Kelly, quit asking me questions.
All right.
It's this one.
Okay.
Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. On 99.7 DJX. It's one of those Throwback Thursdays that just goes a little too fast for you, you know?
It does. Oh, it was so aggressive. So many sharp left turns.
But you know what? That's the magic of Throwback Thursday. Angela rolls in. Y'all just made my day. Love me some Nickelback. Vic, best TBT in a while.
See, there you go.
Love that.
That's great.
Thanks for all the shout outs on text, on Twitter, on the messages that we get. Every week.
So many ways to participate.
Right about 8:30 to about 9, we throw it back. Songs you haven't heard in a while, all right? Just kind of those surprise, oh yeah, I forgot about those songs. Type of songs. Make us feel sweaty and weird afterwards.
Need a nap. After that, it takes a lot out of you in a good way.
So it does.
I just had my workout.
Oh, there you go. So you don't have to go work out today.
Look at that. Okay. I was just sitting here, but.
You're right.
Still counting it.
All right. Still counting. All right. Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 EJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Kind of perfect for the heels of Throwback Thursday. Shaggy. Remember Shaggy?
Mr. Lubba Lubba.
Yeah. This guy.
Wasn't
me.
Yeah. Rolling in with a little comment on this song that is over 20 years old.
I don't know how I let this happen.
He's like, you got it wrong, guys.
What did we get wrong? I feel like it's pretty self-explanatory.
It's not, apparently. Shaggy's a little disappointed, says that there's been a misunderstanding all these years. It's not a cheating song. It's an anti-cheating song, guys.
How so?
He says there's a part where it's a conversation between two people, and you have one guy, which is me at that point, giving the bad advice, like, yo, bro, how'd you get caught? Just tell her it wasn't me. And then in the end, the guy says, well, I'm going to tell her that I'm sorry for the pain I've caused. I've been listening to your reasoning, and it makes no sense at all. He says it makes no sense at all. So you might think that you're a player, but you're completely lost. That's what he's saying. He's saying the song's an anti-cheating song.
Okay, because he apologizes at some point? listen to it right now.
Because Shaggy's saying...
Wasn't me.
Yeah, Shaggy's saying, just say it wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
And she's like, hey, what if she heard the screams in the shower? You know, what if she caught me red-handed? He's like, say it wasn't me. And then, so he's saying, this guy... What's his name? Ricardo Ducent. Is like, you've been giving me bad advice.
Your reasoning makes no sense at all. Okay. Like, sorry, babe. So do we need to like rename the song? Sorry, babe.
It was me.
Sorry, babe. I shouldn't have cheated.
Anyways,
it was me.
Yeah, like I said.
Sorry, babe.
Felt appropriate on Throwback Thursday, and I thought it was kind of interesting that Shaggy decided to roll in. In 2023.
Y'all thought this was about cheating and getting caught cheating. It wasn't.
Like he could have said this 20 years ago. But no, he's just like, you know what, guys? I just realized that the perception about this song is all wrong.
Shaggy, just let it be what it is. It was a straight banger.
It was.
We still loved it.
Ah, yes. We did still love it.
Right?
Pretty soon, Nicky Yore's going to come 20 years later and say, no, this song wasn't about getting your head out of a sunroof. It's about closing it and looking out the sunroof. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Okay, setting the bar stories.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Oh, man, this is one of those salt in the wound stories. You know, like, as if getting your car stolen wasn't bad enough.
Oh, no.
If you can manage to make it through the day without receiving then speeding tickets on your car that has been stolen, you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Patricia... She got her car stolen. Then she started getting a $500 worth of speeding tickets in the mail after, you know, those cameras that catch your car speeding.
Because whoever stole it has been, like, speeding and driving around and making bad choices in it. Oh, they don't know it's not you.
Yeah, there's a long process of disputing the tickets, finally getting it cleared weeks later.
I got speeding violations from the PPA. I actually came out and my son said, Mom, where's your car? Look, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. They sent me an email, said they got my documentation and everything. It would take 5 to 7 business days for them to give me an answer. 2 weeks later, I called. I still did not have an answer. 2 weeks later, it's in review. Week later, it's in review. Do not give up. Be persistent. You will get somewhere.
Yeah. So,
wow.
I mean, it took her well over a month to work it through to get those speeding tickets cleared. But man. Like, as if getting your car stolen wasn't bad enough.
That's awful.
Then it's like you start getting these notifications that, oh, hey, by the way, you owe us this much.
Yep.
You owe us this much.
Speeding ticket. And then how are you going to prove? Unless, well, she does have the paperwork, I'm sure, if she filed a report that it was stolen.
Right.
So that's going to be your saving grace, but it is going to be a headache to try to work through all that paperwork.
It's like the car's registered to you.
Exactly.
That's your car.
Yep.
You're responsible.
Yep. But then it's going to be like, okay, but this happened at this time and this,
yeah,
this
I know,
time
I know.
Stamp. And so, that I had already reported it was missing.
What a nightmare. So anyways, there you go. Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without receiving a speeding ticket on your car that has been stolen.
Oh, that's awful.
You're doing okay.
Not good.
Mm-hmm. All right, coming up next. God, these stories are so bad.
They're so awful.
But they're so good at the same time.
I know.
All right, so it's just gym mishaps, things that have happened at the gym. You may have seen by now this video of Alyssa working out. And poor Alyssa. She was just trying to better herself, run on the treadmill.
She's doing the fitness.
There's security cameras footage that caught her whoop, stumbled just a little bit.
She lost her footing and then she grabbed onto the quickly.
Yeah, she grabbed onto the railing there, the treadmill.
Clinging on. You can almost see like if there was a thought bubble coming out of her head. It's almost like, I got it. If I could just like get my footing again, I'll just like hop back on, jump back in. It's going to be fine. Yep. And then pantsed.
And then,
all scuffed up.
She's wearing joggers like most people do.
Leggings, yes.
Yeah, the treadmill catches her leggings and rips them off. And so you can see she's wearing just
underwear.
A little thong.
Yep. Yeah, bless her heart.
Then she's trying to like fix her pants and then she just, boom.
And there's another person that's like across the way, sees the whole thing go down, gets off, tries to come over. Do I need to help? No? Good? No? You good? No? Okay. Oh, okay. Like, no, I'm just embarrassed. Stop looking. Look away.
Oh, gosh. At that point, I mean, she said she was embarrassed. She had to leave immediately. Yes. But at that point, I'm like, man, I am not going back.
No, never.
Maybe ever.
No.
Maybe ever.
Ever. Never.
I mean, I've done the thing where I am at the gym and I don't, and I'm by myself and I'm thinking to myself, okay, I just want to do some bench press. And I don't want to ask for a spotter because I don't want to talk to anybody, right? And so I'll put some, you know, weights on and I'll be like, yeah. And I'll start doing some bench presses.
Uh-huh.
And then you feel you're like, okay, you're slowing down. And then you're like, all right, I could do one more. And then your body's like, nope, you can't
do
one more. And
nope,
so then
shut it down.
So then the bar is stuck on your chest.
Oh, no.
And then you've either got to like, switch your
help.
You got to like switch your weight distribution to let the weights fall off either side.
Tip it over.
Or you roll it down your body like a rolling pin.
Oh gosh.
And that hurts too. And so it's just an embarrassing situation. So then we get a text from a listener who says, I was on a treadmill and apparently the person that got off a treadmill beside me left it on a very low speed. So a girl was texting, not really paying attention. She walked up onto the treadmill and whack, face planted, tooth went through her lip.
Ow. Ow. Owie. Owie. Ow. Oh, wow.
And then I just... Sorry, Kevin. I got to do yours again.
Oh, Kevin.
Kevin. Kevin said he was doing leg press in white workout pants. And you already know where this is going.
Oh, no.
He says, I had not yet realized that a subtle case of diarrhea had set in.
No.
The
subtle case of diarrhea?
Yes, subtle case
of diarrhea. I've never heard that term.
The result was devastating.
Oh, wow.
I walked out with my back to the wall, never returned.
Yep.
I had just started a year membership and ate the $130.
Oh, that's tragic. Oh, tragic.
Text from a listener. That's why I never step foot in a gym.
Yep.
Both are equally terrible.
Exactly. 1,000%. Want no part of that.
Yesterday, Global Running Day. Thanks to everybody who came out to the big run there, Waterfront Park. It was kind of cool. We were out there. I was emceeing it. And I'll say it was, my buns are a little sore from this morning from, actually I jumped in the 5K, I ran it and, you know, I had been like taking it easy ever since the Derby Festival mini marathon, just like not really pushing myself. I'm still jogging, but just not like trying to go fast or build up my speed or endurance or whatever.
Okay. So not like training level.
Right. Not training, but plus I'm trying to teach my dog Dougal how to run on a leash. And that I don't know if you've ever, no, okay, sorry, not you. Hypothetically, I don't know if you've ever tried to train a dog to run on a leash.
Yeah, no, well, we have done training with one of the dogs to walk
on a leash.
On a leash,
right.
And
yeah,
not
and
pull
a,
you.
Right, that's yes. An important thing, too.
Exactly.
But running on a leash, you know, he zigzags and all that stuff, and then he just gets to a point where he's like, you know what, I need a rest, so I'm going to find a grassy, shaded spot.
It's time to stop now.
And I'm going to somersault. Literally somersault and stop.
Okay.
He's like, we're stopping right here.
Yes.
So anyways, so trying to train him. Anyway, the whole point was I...
Your buns hurt.
My buns hurt. Because okay. Once you get in that race setting, Kelly.
Yeah.
Once you get in that race setting...
You gotta commit.
You commit and yeah. You go all in yeah. On like...
Oh.
It's my time.
Yep, right.
I've gotta just go with it.
And then
myself.
Now there's pressure, and now I need to get a decent time, right?
Right.
And
so,
then, oh, did you push it?
I did. I pushed it a little.
Yeah.
And
how was your time?
24 minutes for a 5K. So not bad, I guess.
How is that for you? I have no frame of reference.
I have no frame of reference.
I'd like
to do you. Well, here, let me hear. How do you think that is?
I feel like that's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think for me, I think that was pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
I think in high school, I think I ran a 6-minute mile.
Yeah, that's fast.
Okay. I was in high school. I was young.
Right.
Also didn't know how to pace myself. I just sprinted the whole way.
All right.
Well, and then I had to collapse for about 20 minutes.
But
afterwards.
For a mile, I mean, that's pretty fast.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
for sure. Just,
yeah. Okay.
All right. So anyways, thanks to everybody who came out. And it was a fun time just, you know, seeing listeners, meeting listeners, high-fiving people, seeing people that like even cheering the whole crowd that was cheering the last runner across the finish line.
That's great.
That was cool. Good support there. So if you missed anything from the show, catch up podcast, WDJX.com. Click listen.
There's much.
All the good stuff is up there.
Yeah. There was Nate trying to be the best boyfriend.
Yep.
But girlfriend wasn't appreciating it.
Nope.
Says you need to stay away.
Yep.
Got embarrassing stories at the gym.
Oh,
we got TBT.
So good ones. Yeah.
Lots.
Such good ones. So, yeah, a lot of stuff to catch up on. Guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.